Can an oral PCSK9 inhibitor finally close the LDL gap for high-risk patients? Find out about this and more in today's PeerDirect Medical News Podcast. I'm your host, Senior VP Medical Director, Dr. Tim Wright, coming to you once again from the Pioneer Valley in Western Massachusetts. Here are today's stories. A phase 3 trial published in the New England Journal of Medicine suggests an oral PCSK9 inhibitor may soon reshape lipid-lowering strategies in high-risk patients who remain above LDL targets despite standard therapy. In a multinational double-blind coral reef lipids trial, more than 2,900 adults with established atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease or elevated risk were randomized 2-to-1 to once daily enlicitide 20 milligrams or placebo for 52 weeks. At 24 weeks, enlicitide produced a mean 57% reduction in LDL cholesterol compared with the 3% increase in the placebo group, yielding an adjusted between group difference of nearly 56 percentage points. Significant improvements were also seen in non-LDL cholesterol, apolipoprotein B, and lipoprotein A. Importantly, adverse event rates were similar between the groups. The findings are notable because PCSK9 inhibitors have historically required injections, which remain underutilized in routine practice despite strong guideline support. An effective oral option could lower practical barriers to intensification, expand access to potential LDL reduction, and help more patients reach recommended thresholds, particularly those who cannot achieve adequate control with statins and ezetimibe alone. In our next story, we learn of a large randomized trial published in The Lancet that challenges the long-standing assumption that aspirin should be the default long-term antiplatelet agent after completion of dual antiplatelet therapy following coronary stent. The Smart Choice 3 trial enrolled more than 5,500 patients who had successfully completed standard DAP after PCI and were considered at high risk for recurrent ischemic events. Participants were randomized to clopidogrel 75 milligrams daily or aspirin 100 milligrams daily as maintenance monotherapy and followed for a median of over 2 years. Clopidogrel significantly reduced the composite outcome of all-cause death, myocardial infarction, or stroke compared with aspirin, with the benefit driven primarily by fewer myocardial infarctions. Rates of death and stroke were similar between groups, and the clinically significant bleeding did not differ. These data suggest that clopidogrel may offer superior ischemic protection without a bleeding penalty, raising the possibility that long-term antiplatelet default strategies after PCI may need to be reconsidered for high-risk patients. And finally, a comprehensive meta-analysis from the Cholesterol Treatment Trialist Collaboration examined individual participant data from large, double-blind, randomized trials to assess whether statins truly cause the wide range of adverse effects listed in the product labels. The analysis included more than 120,000 participants from trials comparing statins with placebo and additional studies comparing more intense versus less intense statin regimens. After controlling for multiple testing, statin therapy was associated with significant excess risk for only a small number of outcomes, primarily mild liver enzyme abnormalities, urinary composition change, and edema, each with very small absolute annual increases. Importantly, no causal associations were found with more commonly cited concerns, including cognitive impairment, depression, sleep disturbances, erectile or sexual dysfunction, fatigue, headache, or peripheral neuropathy. These findings provide high-level evidence that most reported statin effects are not caused by the drug itself, reinforcing that the cardiovascular benefits of statins overwhelmingly outweigh their true risks and support more confident counseling of hesitant patients. And that's today's medical news. Thank you for joining us this episode of PeerDirect Medical News Podcast. For more stories like these, visit us at PeerDirect.com. Thoughts, comments, or suggestions? Please leave us a review on your preferred listening platform or email us at editorial@PeerDirect.com. Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also download our Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing, Medical News Roundup, or just ask, "What's my Flash Briefing?" Thanks today to Sean Mullen, Norm Diot, and Bryce Sadie for production assistance. Join me next time for the episode where we cover the latest stories in the world of medicine.